Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. So the Indians win another white knuckler last night, Tito, and you're certainly getting your share of these games now. And I know we talked about it a little bit in the Kansas City series, even the Detroit series. A good thing for this ball club with a week and a half to go before the playoffs.
Oh, I thought last night looked like two teams that really wanted to win. I mean, the Angels are playing for their playoff life, and they played like it, and they kept coming, but the good was we kept coming also, and it was a really fun game to be a part of. I mean, it was a long one, but it was a fun one, and it was a lot of good competition on both sides.
How about Brian Shaw, Tito? I know that sometimes he may get overlooked outside this clubhouse because 5 years in a row, 70-plus appearances for the Indians, and six outs last night to get you a save.
You know, he does so often. He does the heavy lifting. He goes through the brunt of the order so often. And when he gets nicked up, people seem to take offense to that. But what he's done for 5 years in a row, to me, is incredible. So when he came out of that eighth inning last night, we said to him, if you want it, it's yours. Because Cody was down. But I didn't want to do something that, you know, if you're asking too much. And he goes, no, I got it. Boy, did he ever. And and good for him, because then it gave us a chance to brag about him a little bit. Because you're right, sometimes I think he gets overlooked, like you said, outside the clubhouse.
Speaking of your bullpen, Andrew Miller today, we touched upon it a little bit last night. Could he go multiple innings today, Terry?
Today the plan is, and again, you got to see how the game's going, but we'd like to get him in an inning, let him finish an inning, and then go back out for the next one. That would be the plan. We're trying to build him up as we go and in an orderly manner. So that's hopefully what you'll see today.
This start for Danny Salazar, is there more to it than just a start? Are you looking ahead to October?
Well, we're trying to make decisions, I think, and we're not making decisions today, but you're trying to gather information so you can make good decisions. So every time he goes out there, I would say we're certainly gathering information.
How far can he go? And Tito, he certainly looks like the arm is fine. I mean, the stuff has been electric again.
I agree. I mean, he really looks healthy, which is good. That in itself is good. Now we want to see, is he able to command enough where he can get to his changeup? You know, can he attack the zone? So some of that will be dependent how far he goes on how he's pitching. You know, if it's kind of in between, we may take him out and go to our bullpen. But if he's going after it pretty good, we'll leave him out there for a little while.
How about Kip and Jose Ramirez out of the lineup?
Kip's scheduled day off. He played two in a row. He'll play again tomorrow. Jose, we just thought coming back from that hamstring today with a quick turnaround would be good to kind of give him a blow. He'll be sitting over there ready to pinch hit. And you're going to see guys like Lindor will get a day at some point. He's been fighting me like crazy, which is a good sign because that means he feels good. But he's going to get a mandatory one of these days.
Well, that was the old Jason Kipnis last night at the plate, wasn't it?
A lot closer. Hit the double in the first inning. Hit the ball to right field late in the game. It just got it on the end enough where it didn't go to the wall. But the more at-bats he gets, hopefully the more timing he gets and he becomes more dangerous.
You know, I'm sure a lot of people thought early in the year, wow, the Indians paid a lot of money for what they're getting. And by the end of this season, it looks like if Edwin Encarnacion doesn't have 40 homers and 100 RBIs, he'll be awfully close.
There's not many guys in the league that you can put it in ink. And as long as he's healthy, they're going to be there. And that's what he is. And he does it quietly. He does it unassumingly. But he does it. And it's really meaningful to your lineup because he shows up every day. And you put him in that four hole and just let him wind him up and see how far he can hit it.
Do you know what else does he do for the other ball clubs, so to speak, that maybe the rest of us don't understand?
Well, and there's other little things. Like in some of those games where we were, you know, in those one-run games, he was facing some really tough pitching, and he'd hit a ground ball to the right side to move a runner. You know, that's not his style of hitting. For him to do that, it takes some work on his part. That's not by luck. And when a guy like him does that, it shows the entire team, holy smokes, if he's willing to give himself up to move a guy up 90 feet, we better do it too.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton reminding you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Angels coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. and it's Seattle. I don't know about you, Tito, but this might be my favorite stop in baseball. It doesn't matter what I think, but I just think one of the beauties that we have in this game is seeing some of the great cities in America.
I agree. It's since they built this stadium, it's one of my very favorite places, and it just seems like every time we go there, the sky's blue, the water's blue. You know you're going to play. You know you're going to play on time. And I love it. I think the ballpark's got a good atmosphere. I love the city. I'm in agreement with everything you said.
There's a first, folks. And that's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.